Well, greetings from Brussels. I am, for a couple of days anyway, your correspondent at the Digital Agenda Assembly. That's #DA12 if you're following it on the Twitterverse. I'm speaking to you at the moment, having skipped one of the sessions to catch up with some other bits and pieces, from what they call the press room here in the Jacques Delors building, though I don't think it's worthy of the name since there's no coffee and the carpet is actually quite clean, but it does have power and desks and a bit of solitude to get some work done. Sadly, I have been doing non-EU stuff because the world doesn't stop just because I'm off in Brussels at the Digital Agenda Assembly. I've had a fun time, though, partly because there are a fair number of people I know here, so it's always good to catch up and sort of have the conversations over lunch and when you can get some coffee, but also because the panel I was moderating this morning was really quite stimulating. It was called The Living Room of Tomorrow, What Will Technology Bring? And it's part of one of the broader sessions on convergence, chaired by Angela Mills-Wade from the EPC. And she'd done a very good job of getting us to think in advance what was going on. And I had some really interesting people on the panel, including Jim Beveridge from Microsoft and Yves Bausch from SES, the cable provider, Damir Filipovic from Samsung, Christoph Dosch from IRT, which is the Austrian-German broadcast collaboration, and Ad Van Loon from X Media Strategies, and of course Genevieve Bell from Intel. And sort of Genevieve and I have overlapped and sort of met a couple of times in the past, but you know, not spent a lot of time together. However, she has been on Click on several occasions, indeed back in the days when it was called Digital Planet and Go Digital. And she has always struck me as perhaps the most perceptive observer of how technology and people intersect. She works as an anthropologist for Intel. I think she's an anthropologist for Intel. Now I realise I should be looking at my notes. But anyway, she works for Intel and does a brilliant job. And it was really good to have her there because although the panel as a whole was trying to address these issues, it took someone like her, I think, to cut across it, to argue, for example, at one point that talking about consumers in the mass, what do consumers want, asking whether consumers are the gatekeepers of content, stuff like that, ignores the fact that the consumer in the mass doesn't exist. There are just lots of us as individuals. And unless the providers of broadcast entertainment and games and the technology and the cables and the wire... Sorry, got a bit interrupted there because the phone rang. I suppose this thing is still a phone, even if I think about it as a computer. Anyway, unless you think about individuals and their engagement with technology and how it intersects with all the different aspects of their lives, rather than trying to just group them into an audience or a collection of consumers, then you will lose sight of any real opportunities and you will not really see the threats that face your current business models. And that for me was the key thing. We had a long conversation about standards and whether there are too many standards or too few standards and whether we need more standards. And I like that sort of stuff, but I could tell that it wasn't really going very far. And we also talked a bit about who tries to control what appears on the screen. And I raised yet again sort of the point that Sorrell has raised in the past, that the people who work in television act as if theirs is the first screen and second screens are brought in to the environment where the television dominates. But increasingly, certainly in my household, the television is the second screen or the third, fourth, fifth, or sometimes even sixth screen if we've all got our laptops and tablets out. And these are big questions. Now, you're not going to resolve them in a 75-minute panel at a conference. Nobody thinks you should. I was pleased, though, that they were being raised and the discussion was being had, and also got a sense over coffee afterwards and over lunch that there was a lot of deep conversation happening around these questions. The other panels were equally interesting. The one I would have liked to have been in was the one on broadband and high-speed networks, because if we don't actually have the infrastructure, if we can't get the bits to the people, then there's no point doing any of this conversation. And that's a topic that's being discussed at the moment, and I'll probably head into that session now for the last part of the day. It's nice being in Brussels. I've been fond of Brussels. Been coming here for many, many years. A very good and old friend of mine called Simon Bensassen used to be very senior in the European Commission on the Blue Skies research elements of the Framework Programme, and I did a little bit of consultancy for him back in the early 90s, I suppose it was. So he used to come around from time to time. And one of the nice things about my current level of engagement with organisations like Europeana, go to europeana.eu, and the inestimable Jill Cousins, 2000s, is just getting a clearer sense of how doing things at this level, at the broader European level, can have an impact nationally and locally, and that some of these problems can really only sensibly be addressed at this level, because they have to feed back. You have to have the ability to get away from national self-interest, I suppose, in thinking about the issues, even if you do inevitably drop down into national parliaments and regional government and all those things when it comes to delivering them. And so I'm greatly enjoying the chance to think at that level at the moment. I'll also be greatly enjoying the chance to go out for supper tonight with David Birch, but that's later.